Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
For decades, milk has been fueling women marathon runners as the OG performance drink. And in the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers takes us on a journey of self-discovery as she meets several groups of empowered women runners to find out what drives them, what fuels them, and what pushes them to go the distance. And in the process, she learns that she too can be a distance runner. You can watch the series at runningsucksthesseries.com and register for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon at everywomansmarathon.com.
Well, my story is quite idyllic. I was born in a very small village in the middle of the Valley of the Roses. It's a secluded small valley between two mountains where the rare form of rose grows. It's called Rosa damascena, and it's the most aromatic one, the one that is used in the most sophisticated perfumes.
Well, that sounds like you're making it up. It sounds too good to be true.
No, it's true. If you are there right now, you'll see fields of roses. It's the time when the harvest is done. So they are filled of roses, then they are blue fields. This is the lavender. And then there are the fields with the walnut trees. So this is my valley.
Anna Bonavita grew up in a small village in Bulgaria. She studied physics and engineering. For graduate school, she went to St. Petersburg, Russia, where she got her PhD. And then she got a job at Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania. It was her first time in the United States. She didn't know anyone, and so she spent her evenings watching television.
It's the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And I like the place where one can throw her hat in the air.
Watching Mary Tyler Moore, she became very interested in Minneapolis.
I thought it's a great place to live based on a show, on a TV show.
So she moved there. She didn't know a single person.
So you thought, you know, I could go to Arizona, I could go to Hollywood, I could go to New York, but I think it's going to be Minneapolis.
Yes, I was able to throw my hat and do much more. This was my dream, but the first couple of years, I felt almost invisible.
In Minneapolis, she says it seemed like people didn't know how to talk to her because she was from another country. She was the only woman engineer in her office. She says she felt isolated. She remembers how cold those first few winters were, and that she would go out and not see a single other person in the street. She spent a lot of time telling herself that everything was going to be okay.
I was trying to convince myself that I can do it alone, but at the same time, I knew that this is not true. I knew that we can grow through relationship, we can be enriched tremendously through relationships. It's a tough question. How do you go through life alone? And I was giving up on men. Okay, let me say it.
But Anna is an engineer.
I was thinking how I can creatively approach my loneliness. Because after all, every problem could be seen as a lack of imagination. If we can just create, construct something, then we can overcome the problem, convert it into advantage even.
She had a friend in Italy, a single woman whose life she admired, and she thought she could learn something from her. I wanted to follow her model, she says. And so when Anna saw an advertisement for a cheap ticket to Italy, she went. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love. Anna's friend Dahlia lived in a town in Italy called Cesena, in Emilia-Romagna, not far from the Adriatic Sea. A big change from Minneapolis. But she was glad to be there. Did you kind of look to her because by 43, were you giving up on a serious romantic relationship and you thought, well, look, she's doing it well. Maybe I don't need to be in a relationship.
That's exactly the case. I didn't want to make it the case, but yes, I was 43 and I didn't know yet what is a great, meaningful relationship. I didn't know. And I felt like life is passing me by. And I didn't want this to happen. I wanted to construct some relationship, some meaning, even so I'm single.
But when Anna arrived, her friend had been injured in an accident, and she was worried that she wouldn't be able to show Anna a good time. So she asked her cousin Massimo to show Anna around. Anna remembers that Massimo came to pick her up, and that when she opened the front door, he was singing, and that his singing caught her off guard. They went to an art opening.
It was a sculpture exhibit, and there was a series of sculptures of very strong women. This is how the sculptor has imagined them. And we talk and we left it at that. Nothing happened.
But she and Massimo stayed in touch. She found out more about his life. He was a senator for the local government. Just before she left, she invited him to Minneapolis.
Everyone I meet, I invite to come to Minneapolis, and no one ever comes.
Massimo took her up on it. About a month after their first meeting, he had to be in California and made a side trip to Minneapolis.
And this is how, out of the blue, in August of 2003, Massimo Bonavita arrived in Minneapolis. Let me tell you a little bit about his name. Massimo Bonavita, literally translated, means maximum good life.
What did he look like?
Huge brown eyes, well-dressed, very kind, huge smile. Always joking, always embracing people. Very, very good looking man. Bald, but very good looking.
You saw past the hair.
Not immediately. I was never interested in Italians because of the stereotypes. I have seen enough Italian movies to think that it's pointless to get involved with Italians.
Why? What are the stereotypes you had seen in the movies about Italian men?
Oh, well, they're famous for being vain and always looking to the side. I guess I'm using the right phrase.
Anna says she took him to Lake Superior, one of her favorite places, and that they visited Duluth because Massimo wanted to see where Bob Dylan was born. She says that very, very slowly, she began to realize that Massimo was, as she puts it, an unusually interesting person.
We were both very careful with each other, with each other's emotions, feelings. We were very, very slow. And gradually we realized that we are enriching each other's lives.
Do you think people who are older are more, do you think they're more careful?
Yes, you're burnt. You've been burnt a couple of times, and you want to protect yourself naturally. But you also, perhaps if you are a mature human being, you're also careful about the feelings of the other.
So you both moved ahead very cautiously.
Yes. Remember, there was an ocean between us as well. So.
Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove. Support for This Is Love comes from Quince. Lately, I've been less interested in having a lot of clothes and more interested in having fewer things that are well-made and will last me a long time. Quince offers well-made clothing like corduroy pants, 100% organic cotton fisherman crew sweaters, and really beautiful cashmere at a more reasonable price. Quince's items cost 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and, according to Quince, only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. One of the things I got was a denim button-down shirt that has hundreds of great reviews. It comes in denim and chambray, feels very soft, and looks great. I also ordered their best-selling cashmere trouser sock in a few colors and even gave a pair to my mother. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/thisislove for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/thisislove to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/thisislove.
Massimo visited Minneapolis at the beginning of August 2003. At the end of September, Anna had to go to Holland on business. Massimo met her there. She says it felt like the universe was conspiring to bring them together. They started to talk on the phone. Massimo would call her each morning at 7 a.m. Anna says they would talk about minor things. How are you? How was breakfast?
It was a gesture that meant a lot to me. I'm with you. No matter what, I'm with you.
Do you remember if there was a moment when you realized that this was a romance, that this wasn't a friendship?
I've never asked myself this question. It was very gradual. And I was constantly questioning my sanity because it was a long-distance relationship.
Do you think that falling in love is often a lot of questioning? What am I doing? Why is this a good idea? Get me out of here.
Oh, I'm very analytical. So I'm constantly analyzing and questioning everything I do. So I don't believe in sudden attractions.
They took trips to see one another and began to talk about how to make something work. He was 57 and she was 47. He was preparing to retire, and they talked a lot about what it might look like for him to leave Italy and move to Minneapolis. He came on a tourist visa and stayed as long as he could, 3 months. Then he left and came back for another 3 months. Anna hadn't lived with anyone in a very long time.
We cooked together. We both love cooking.
Italian food or Bulgarian food?
Well, each has their own specialties. So I never tried Italian and he never tried Bulgarian, but we surprised each other on a regular basis.
They watched movies and went hiking. They traveled. She remembers that he was always trying to make her laugh and have a good time. The only problem was that Massimo missed Italy. So they came up with a way to bring a little bit of Italy to him. They created an Italian cultural center in Minneapolis. Massimo was there every day. He introduced people to his favorite works of Italian literature, including the original Pinocchio from 1883. They ran an Italian film festival. He gave Italian lessons and refused to take people's money.
To him, there was nothing like warm friendship, being at the table with friends. He was genuinely very interested in people.
It seems like a lot of hard work. Why take this on?
Because by building the Italian Cultural Center, we attempted to create one of these warm, thriving islands of culture that will make the city different, more welcoming. So that someone like me arriving in Minneapolis will not have to suffer isolation, but will just search Google, find the Italian Cultural Center and join us.
They were married in a small ceremony at the courthouse. Anna says neither of them wanted to make a big deal out of it. They didn't need to. What happened next?
What happened next is sad. Massimo was diagnosed with cancer. We quickly made the decision to move back to Italy because he wanted to be closer to his friends and his extended family. We packed and left. We arrived in his hometown, which is a small town. And this is where a new chapter unveiled in our lives. Not the best one, perhaps, but a chapter that taught us a lot about each other.
Do you remember the conversation you had with him when he said, I want to go back to Italy?
Yeah, we made the decision very quickly. We were both in agreement that Italy will be a better place for him at that time.
Did they tell you how long he had to live?
They did. 6 months to 1 year. It was very difficult.
Massimo died on July 2, 2016. Anna felt very alone. She says it took her a long time to find her people in Cesena, but that when she did, she was overwhelmed by the generosity and kindness of them. In particular, one woman made it her project to help her.
She decided that the best way to confront sadness and grief is to take me, whenever she can, to take me to a beautiful place I have not seen before. And this woman had very little time. She was working in a restaurant. And she was dedicating all her time off to me. She will take me at 6 a.m. to the beach to see a concert that starts at sunrise. She will take me to a mountaintop. And eventually she took me to Penabili.
Penabili is a mountaintop town in Emilia-Romagna. There are only 2,700 people. When Anna first arrived there for her day trip with her friend, she was struck by one thing, the silence.
I am one of these people who love silence, who are bothered tremendously by noise. And then my second impression was how spacious Penabili is. Some Italian medieval towns, if not most of them, they resemble a castle. They are very dense, and you can hardly see what is around you. I mean, you are surrounded by walls. Penabili is actually consists of two hills, and between the two hills is the main square. So when you arrive at the main square, you look around and you have this amphitheatrical view all around you of beautiful hills and mountains. There are no walls. When you are surrounded by such beauty, sitting on top of a hill there and watching sunset over the mountains, it is difficult not to feel that your sadness is dissolving in the air. Little by little, in the presence of such beauty, your perspective changes.
Anna says, after she left that day, she started dreaming about Penabili, and she kept coming back.
I felt there's something that keeps pulling me there. It's a place where you will be inspired to build a new life. Everything will inspire you to build a new life there.
She felt like the town had healed her. She wanted other people to know about it. On one of her visits, she met a woman named Laura Guerra. They came up with an idea to bring Americans over so they could see Italy the way Anna did. And at the same time, they might save the town.
I realized that Penabili desperately needs our help. And it's not just Penabili. There are more than 2,000 towns in Italy who are dying. And of course, you can make the case that it's a global process that cannot be stopped. That the destiny of all these small villages and towns is to disappear, and the world will be populated only by metropolis. But this is not the future that I want. I want a place where nothing can distract us from the beauty and the silence, from the art and from the human relationships.
Last September, Anna took 50 people from America to Penabili. They didn't travel. They stayed in the town. She says the whole point was to be in Penabili. In the morning, they studied Italian. In the afternoon, they went to work. One person to the pizzeria, another to the meat shop, another to the museum. They learned to make pasta from local women in their home kitchens. How has the town reacted to this?
They couldn't believe it. They cannot wait for us to go back.
The town held a special concert to remember Massimo.
It was a perfect night under the stars, Zoe, playing for an hour or so. Most of the town was there, so were our travelers. We were singing together with the band, we danced. We celebrated Massimo and we celebrated Penabili.
We asked Anna if she has a favorite memory of Massimo, something he did or said that she still thinks about. And she hesitated. She said she spent the last 2.5 years trying not to remember what was good. She says she couldn't handle it. But slowly, she's able to let herself remember. She told us about a day they spent together on the Amalfi Coast.
There is this very steep hill, and you can walk there and watch constantly Capri, the island of Capri. And the experience is surreally beautiful. And there was no one around, just the sunlight, the warmth. And Massimo next to me. These were the 13 best years of my life. It was absolutely worth waiting for. And I will always be grateful for the miracle of him coming into my life, because it could have been otherwise.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I do. But the probability of meeting a great companion in life is low. But if it happens, spend time with your loved one. This is my only regret, that I worried about minor things when I was actually in the presence of a great love.
And don't give up, because you never know how old you'll be when you find that person.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Don't ever give up.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it?
This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Audio mix by Michael Raphael and Rob Byers. Julian Alexander makes original illustrations for each episode of This Is Love. We're on Facebook and Twitter at This Is Love Show. This Is Love is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collection of the best podcasts around. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love.
Love is all around, why don't you take it all? You're gonna make it after all.
Radiotopia.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.